The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's Thursday the 4th of September. Kids went back to college a week or two ago, and if you're a parent who waved as they left, and you kind of worry about them a little bit out there on their own on a college campus, the expression starving college student comes to mind. They don't have to starve. There are ways that they can have a good, nutritious diet that's affordable as well. Joining us right now to talk about some of these solutions for college students, registered dietitian with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Shahe Appello. Shahe, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. I remember those college days of having to fend for yourself, trying to come up with meals and do so in an affordable way. It's not always easy, is it?
It's not. Do you remember what you used to make? What was like your go-to?
So I lived in the dorm, so I was on a meal plan, but I had a little hot pot, and we'd do ramen noodles or mac and cheese in the dorm.
Yeah, I think those are good, and it's hard sometimes to know what to do. I remember putting all my things in a basket. I didn't have a meal plan, so I just had a box where I would take my pots and pans down to the kitchen and try to make it work. But yeah, there's lots of ways that we can make it easier for ourselves, right? So stocking smart staples, things like canned beans, microwavable brown rice, frozen vegetables, eggs, pre-cooked proteins like rotisserie chicken or tofu are generally pretty budget-friendly options and very versatile. I also like to say prep once and eat multiple times. Mm. So, chop your fruits and veggies at the beginning of the week. I like to do, strawberries and cucumbers or whatever's in season to make it cheaper. And you can use those for kind of grab-and-go snacks or quick add-ins. So whether you're making a salad, you can add that in, or if you're making a parfait, it's easy to do that.
I think a good diet starts with planning, doesn't it? Like you talk about the meal prep and having things on hand. If you just go day to day, not having things in stock in your home, having to go to the store every day, it could get out of control real fast.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be super complicated. You can have three meals throughout the week that you rotate through, maybe a few more that you can add to your recipe list. And then, kind of use the idea of a five-ingredient rule. It doesn't have to be complicated. Pick a protein, pick a grain, a veggie, and some kind of flavor booster like a salsa or a sauce, and it doesn't have to be more complicated than that. I think breakfast hacks are great too. So, for example, doing some overnight oats that you can make for the next few days, whole grain wraps with nut butter and banana that's easy to make ahead of time and for multiple meals, or something even like a bento box where you're pairing some hard-boiled eggs with some fruit, hummus, and crackers where you can prep that all in advance. And I think another thing is very much snacking intentionally. So, keeping your dorm stocked with balanced snacks, cheese sticks, yogurt, hummus, baby carrots, trail mix, things like that, so that you're more likely to not kind of mindless late-night eat.
Yeah. How about some good dinner ideas?
Yeah. So if you're limited to a dorm and you only have a microwave, what's great is you can pair some brown rice with frozen veggies. Just put that in the microwave and pair it with some canned black beans or rotisserie chicken. You can add some avocado slices in there to kind of keep you full with some extra fiber and make it balanced. And then, of course, that doesn't sound very exciting. So you can add a sprinkle of your favorite cheese or your favorite dressing on top. Another idea I have that I think is really great, because I think oftentimes when kids are away at college, they're missing home, you want some kind of comfort dish. So I have this one pot coconut curry gyoza. And gyoza are these, pot stickers, Thai style, that are easy to buy at the store. You can find them that are not ultra processed. And so this one's great because it only requires cleaning one pot versus lots of ingredients. And so you basically just combine some curry paste with some canned coconut milk. Those are both shelf stable, which is great. And then add in those frozen dumplings, and everything else is just adding frozen veggies and some fresh spinach. So really packing in a lot of vegetables, but making it easy and comfy.
The nice thing is, Shahe, these are great tips, not just for college students. All of us can take this to heart, can't we?
I think so. And, just another note on food's very expensive. So just thinking about some affordable choices, yep. Eggs, finally back down, beans, canned tuna, salmon, lentils. Those are all going to be great and inexpensive.
Yep, good way to stretch your food budget. Finally, Shani, if there's, I know a lot of parents and grandparents of college students are listening. Anything they can do to help their college students and support them with some of these things we've been talking about here this morning?
Yeah, I think sharing recipes and just making college feel like home and thinking about ways that you can simplify those is a great idea. And, you know, for maybe parents in high school, this is a great year to take advantage of teaching some of these independent skills that they'll use moving forward, or I think any age really before, because when you're first getting to college and you haven't been able to get a lot of experience, it can be a little challenging.
Yeah, great advice indeed. Shani, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.